listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We're continuing our conversation on how to effectively set and achieve personal goals this month on the Mormon Channel. And I love this quote from one of my favorite authors, Ella Montgomery. And she said, "Isn't it nice to think that tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes in it yet?" That's, of course, from Anne of Green Gables. While that is a very hopeful and comforting quote when it comes to keeping our goals, it seems that despite having the best of intentions, life and work and other responsibilities can keep us from accomplishing what we want to do in life. Well, to shed some light on how to be better about creating and sticking to our goals, Dr. Julie De Azevedo Hanks, thank you so much for being in studio today.
Thanks for the invitation.
We're excited to have her here. She's a therapist, an author, a consultant, and just a lovely person based here in Utah. Okay, so why set and achieve goals? Aren't sometimes we just setting ourselves up for failure?
We are, sometimes. There are several things that we do that sabotage our own goals. One of those is setting unrealistic goals, right? If it's unattainable, we're just going to get discouraged. Think of New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm never going to eat sugar again in my life. Well,
I want to weigh 100 pounds.
Yeah, we set ourselves up by being unrealistic. We also set ourselves up by choosing things as goals that we think we should want to do, but we actually don't want to do.
Hmm. What are some examples of those?
Oh, think of all the shoulds that we have. So I should read the scriptures an hour a day. Well, that's a great goal. You know, maybe break it down to like 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, right? I should never get angry. I mean, that's not going to happen. I should make more money. I should, like, there's all these shoulds that maybe we don't. Like, I should lose 10 pounds, but, like, if I really don't want to make lifestyle changes, then don't set the goal.
On the flip side, how can setting goals really help us?
Well, it can help by giving us a focus. So my motto is set a couple of goals that you really want to achieve, and that can really help you focus your action each day toward achieving that goal.
There are some goals that are really, really important to us, that are vitally important to us, that we set, and yet we just can't seem to get there. What are some reasons that people just cannot accomplish those goals?
Well, we talked about a couple already. We don't really want to accomplish it.
Yeah.
We're unrealistic.
You like the idea of it, but actually getting down and doing it isn't going to happen.
But one thing we haven't talked about is the importance of accountability and of relationships. So we have this, I don't know where we get it, just this Western, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We have to do everything by ourselves. So we forget that human beings are wired for relationships. And if you want to set a goal, it's so much more likely to happen if you set it with someone else or you ask for support or accountability. And that is so helpful. I mean, there's research for people who are trying to change the way they eat or exercise. If you do it with someone else, you're more successful. And so I think getting rid of that, I have to do it on my own, is really important for being successful in goal setting.
There's an old saying that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What advice do you have for somebody who really wants to set a goal and then accomplish the goal?
I think it's important to set small daily goals. So we tend to set long-term goals like, okay, you know, I want to finish my bachelor's degree in 3 years. Well, that's a great goal. But you have to think, okay, today, how much time am I going to set aside to study? How many classes? Like, you have to map out the day-to-day. And I think that's sometimes where we go wrong, is we have this big lofty goal, and we really want it, but we don't plan what our day is going to look like in order to make that happen.
Well, how do people get through that day-to-day motivation? Because I think with New Year's resolutions, we come out of the gate really strong, right? We're like, we're going to eat vegetables every single day. And then 30 days into it, 2 months into it,
the excitement kind of wears off.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to eat vegetables anymore. I want donuts. So how do you keep that stick-to-itiveness with the long-term goal in mind, yet still do the small day-to-day activities?
Yeah. Well, speaking personally for me, the things that I have had a spiritual confirmation that are part of my life's missions, it's a lot easier to stay motivated because I've had that kind of a deeper witness than just, oh, I think this is a good idea. So that's important to get clear on, like, why am I on the planet? What unique contribution do I have to make to the people around me? And once you get clear on that, it's easier to stay motivated. We talked about getting other people on board. That's really important, being accountable. Sometimes it can be helpful if you're a visual person to write it down, to mm-hmm. put a sticky note on your mirror or on your dashboard of your car that just reminds you of like what your goal is today and then also what that long-term goal is. And I think too often we set behavioral goals when maybe it's more inspiring to set like who do I want to become? Like qualities. I want to become more loving. Okay, how am I going to do that? You know, I'm going to wake up and be really positive with my kids, even if I've, you know, been awake all night with a screaming baby or whatever it is. So who do you want to become instead of just like the behavioral tasks? And I think that opens up new possibilities for goal setting.
Back to the visual thing. I'm a visual person, but my best friend is a really visual person. And every time I go over to her house, I love it because she has these big poster boards like on the back of her pantry door and on the back of her closet door and on her fridge where she and her kids and her husband have written down all the things they want to accomplish as daily reminders to go, okay, this is the reminder of who we want to be today. And this is the reminder of our fall bucket list of all the fun things we want to do as a family. And I had never thought of making it that tangible and that visible, but I think that's a great way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And researcher Brené Brown has a suggestion that is brilliant. She uses sticky notes as permission slips. So I don't know if you're old enough to remember when you had to have permission slips. Like,
oh, please. I'm old enough, sister.
Please let yes. You know, please let Julie stay in from recess. She broke her leg uh-huh. or whatever. So to write a permission slip to yourself, instead of making it like, don't do this, behavioral, you can make it more like, I give myself permission to be imperfect today.
Or I give myself one cheat day of eating a week.
Today,
okay?
Today is my cheat day.
Today's cheat day.
Or you know, my goal today is to practice self-compassion. Like to write down, give yourself permission to develop a quality or not be so hard on yourself or not be so hard on the people around you. And I like the idea of permission slips because I remember those and growing up.
Yeah. Well, what spiritual resources do you think are out there for people when it comes to goals?
I think it's the primary answers. Daily prayer, scripture study. I know with scripture study, for me, that has informed my goals at times. Like, that's hitting home. I need to work on humility, or I need to work on being more forgiving. And so prayer, the scriptures can really be helpful with that. And then doing anything just to keep the companionship of the Holy Spirit. Right? We have access to the spiritual power that is so much bigger than our own strength. And with that, we can accomplish great things. On our own, we can accomplish, pretty good things. But we have access to this infinite source of strength and guidance that when we can tap into it, makes us so much better than we could be on our own.
Well, it's a beautiful note to end it on. Thank you so much, Dr. Hanks, for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
For more information on goal setting and a variety of topics, visit mormonchannel.org. Well, the quote of the day comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he said, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it well and serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.